Thank you, Steve. It's Bill F. and it's Wendy Snyder. 312-981-7200 is our phone line and our text line. Hannah and Dana are here from Flavor HD to talk about a bunch of things with us, food-related.
Woo-hoo.
But first, I need to tell you guys this, and maybe everyone in the world knows this except me. On my way home yesterday, I passed by Ed DeBevick's.
Yeah, not
and
anymore.
It's gone.
What?
Oh. Ed DeBevick's is gone.
It's demoed. It's gone. It's flat.
Seriously?
Yeah.
They had really awesome meatloaf there and terrible service.
In Green River.
They're relocating.
Oh, they are relocating. All right, good. Okay, that's much better news.
Yeah, but right. But the actual old DeBevick's location, dead to me.
Still a Melman enterprise or no longer?
Yeah.
It still is.
Yeah,
they
no,
had
but
one
that,
at Yorktown in Lombard for a while that didn't last.
It did
very
not
long.
Last. But
and there was another one kind of near, boy, what would it be? Kind of by St. Charles. We used to go sometimes if we'd go to St.
Really?
No. Not St. Charles. Northwest.
St. Lucia?
St. Lucia. There was one in St. Lucia.
St.
Very Caribbean-themed at DeBevick's.
Yeah, no, I don't. I think this is the only location that did exist. They actually auctioned off all of the memorabilia and goofy stuff that they had
and
in
the
there.
And the wait staff.
The long-suffering wait staff? Did the, they
yes,
auction them off?
Those people were all taken care of.
The first time we went there, Hannah, I thought, because the waitress said, I got to sit down. I've been on my feet all day. And she sat down with us, and I thought, well, that was an unusual thing. And then it happened every time we ever went there again.
Well, that was the viral video.
An interesting story.
The viral video.
Yes.
That there was the family that did not know that that's what part of the shtick was.
Yeah.
And they put a video about how this waitress was so rude to them, and he couldn't believe it. And she went on Chicago media like, no, that's my gig.
Right.
That's what I do. I'm rude to people for a job.
It's a testament that people will like that kind of treat, or at least tolerate it in little spurts.
You feel like you're at home.
Yes, that was I think the goal, right? Yeah. Well, I got sad. I pulled over. I cried a little bit, but knowing that they're relocating makes the world a better place.
Yeah, next year they're going to open like spring. I think is the focus, and I don't know that they have disclosed the location, but they're moving downtown.
What's so great about it too, in this day and age, so much more information sharing and just getting more specific about things, is that in the future location, you'll actually be able to email in, and then they'll criticize you and insult you specifically about certain aspects of your life.
When I used to do stand-up, a friend of mine is a comic named Anthony Griffith, very, very funny comic, an African-American man who did a joke saying Ed DeBevick's was his favorite restaurant, so authentic that when his family eats there, they make them eat in the kitchen.
Really?
Yeah.
I love that.
That was one of the best jokes
very,
ever.
Very, very, very
well
crafted.
I really like that.
All right, let's talk about the Beer Fest beatdown. What is the Beer Fest beatdown?
Beer, well, it is the combination of craft beer. We know it's hot, right? And also cold. A variety of temperatures can be enjoyed at. But it is a very popular
thing. It's not
Europe. Oh, come on. Whatever the style is, you can enjoy it at different temperatures. So it is going to be there along with Christmas, because it is that time of year, the holiday season, along with professional wrestling. So all of these things have been kind of thrown into the situational Vitamix and just boom, hit blend. And it is all there together at the Sears Center on the 12th of December.
How can you drink while in a full Nelson?
It's not easy, but I think it's either a complex, you know, helmet straw system or maybe a
crazy straw bill.
IV. Yes. Yeah, who knows how it is. But they're going to have some of your favorite craft beer out there. It's going to be 2 till 6 on Saturday. Tons of brands. Some of them, Bell's, Blue Moon, Lagunitas, Dogfish Head.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, these are some of your big ones. Magic Hat, New Holland, Two Brothers, local favorites.
Oh, it's so good.
Of course, Revolution. So they'll be out there sampling, giving out beers. They'll have some of the brewmasters there talking with some of the people for all the fans. And they're going to have Nikolai Volkoff there.
Volkoff, yes. Is coming to this?
And Tito Santana.
Cut it out. Now you're just making it up.
Right. And of course, the crowd favorite, Virgil. They will be there.
Did Carlos Santana and one of the Jacksons have an affair?
Yes. Yes.
Well, Carlos was the musician, and Tito was more of the athlete. Right?
Yep, so much so, yeah.
So there's a little bit more. It's got to be scripted, right?
Do craft beers and fake wrestling mix, though, Dane? Is those two things we should have together?
Wait, fake wrestling? What are you talking about?
Is it real wrestling?
Well, the word we use is professional.
Oh, professional wrestling, right. I meant to say. I'm
like,
sorry.
When you really know what you're doing, exactly what you're doing, and when you're doing it,
right.
You're a professional.
Oh, I guess. All right.
Right. Mm-hmm. So it is. So they're going to have actual, not only the guys there, but they're going to have actual a ring there, and they're going to have some of the Nacho Libre guys, Santa Libre.
Oh, I love those guys.
So
that's good stuff.
So a Santa-related you know, wrestling guy.
Kick ass.
Is going to be there kind of orchestrating the whole thing.
That's his professional name.
That's his professional name.
Santa Libre. No,
he's on the undercard.
It's Santa Libre. So they're going to have that. It is going to be, it's only $45 and you get 25 samples. So two
tubs.
So I know what you're thinking, Bill. You're thinking, that's a lot of tasty beer.
It sure is.
And I know Wendy, who's always very thoughtful, is thinking, who's going to drive? Because it's out at the Sears Center on 90, so it's a little
Divvy bikes.
Uber.
That would be fun.
So if you are an Uber driver, you want to go to the Sears Center towards the end of that day.
That's your best move.
I appreciate it, Hannah. Yeah. Well, because they've done a lot of research, and because of the fine structure, you're right, Wendy, Divvy bikes are much cheaper to get caught on if, let's say, you've had 25 beer samples. They're very serious about the designated driver, and so designated drivers can get in. Regular tickets are $45 to get in, and the designated driver only $10. So they get to experience the
wrestling.
That
is a great idea.
Well, unfortunately, there's a catch. They can't drink anything.
Well, I know, but they're the designated driver. But that is a great idea to like jump on board with that.
All the entertainment.
That, yeah.
So you get all of the entertainment, and there's a lot of wrestling. You get to meet the wrestlers, and I guess beatdowns will be administered or dispensed.
By the
wrestlers when necessary. And for those designated drivers, they're going to have a separate lounge for them as opposed to just walking around watching everyone else have fun. And they're going to have Roadhouse looping in the designated driver.
They are. I thought of mine, if I was a Christmas-themed wrestler, I thought of a name for myself. Want to hear it? Moose Crunch. Do you think that's a good name?
I think it's great.
I may go with Moose Crunch.
I don't get it.
That's just, that would be my wrestling theme name if I was
for
a Christmas,
Christmas
wrestler. Yeah,
Turtle Crunch.
Turtle Crunch is also good.
I think there's a natural like O. Henry candy bar connection.
Reindeer
and some marketing.
Crunch?
No, that's silly.
Really, Hannah's the only one that made sense to me.
The rest of them are good. That one's silly.
So the regular ticket's 2 till 6, so plenty of time to get all the entertainment and try all of the beers. There's probably 30 different breweries there.
Uh-huh.
2 till 6 is the regular. It's $45. You can go to chicagobeerfest.com for the tickets. But for Bill and Wendy listeners and Flavor HD fans, we have 2 pairs of VIP passes getting you in at 1.
Oh.
And that includes all of the beer you can drink.
Yeah.
Or, does it include a designated driver?
Right, that's a great idea, Wendy. That includes an Uber. But also lets you in at 1 where there's free food from all sorts of great restaurants.
There it is.
This is a good thing. Yep. All right. And how does that become available to somebody?
Let's think of before the end of the program, we'll think of something wrestling related that could be like the question for Bill. We got 2 pairs though of the VIP passes, and that's from Craig Keeney over there at the Sears Center.
All right.
I say caller 23 and 24. Kaner's streak is at 23, it will soon be at 24. That's what I say.
There is fighting in hockey, so there's a slim connection there.
All right. I like it. Are we doing that now or are we gonna do that when we come back?
Well, we're gonna think of a great question.
Okay.
But and then we'll come back and we'll give away those.
You got it. Hannah and Dana here from Flavor HD. Join in 312-981-7200. It's Bill F. and Wendy Snyder on WGN. Hannah and Dana here from Flavor HD, and we're talking food. This is an interesting story, guys. Explain, if you wouldn't mind, who Mindy Siegel is.
Mindy Siegel is a big deal. She owns and runs Hot Chocolate. She is a James Beard award-winning chef.
Yeah.
And really renowned in the pastry world specifically. But we're lucky to have her here in Chicago.
And she's doing something that's, I guess we could say, innovative.
She's using, well, sort of. It depends
kind
on which
innovative
culture you come from. But what she is doing is she has partnered with a company called Cresco, who is producing marijuana. And she's using it as an ingredient. So basically, she's making edibles, which that's not innovative. People have been doing that for years. That's what I hear.
Right.
From what
I've been told by the kids these days. But what she is doing is she's found this company, she's partnered with them, they approached her, and it is so consistent as an ingredient that she's able to have created recipes to utilize it as really just a very standardized ingredient.
Who can use this? Because in many places,
well, it depends
this would
on the state.
Illegal.
Yeah. Because it's something that they can utilize here in Illinois for medically approved patients, that is something that can be purchased as an option instead of smoking or doing whatever else you do with
pot. I want pot pizza.
Can Wendy She'd have pot girl, pizza?
She would be the girl to get it done. Mindy Siegel. If anybody can make it, it would be Mindy.
And is that oregano? No, it's weed.
Yeah, there you go.
And would having that make you want more pot pizza? It probably would, wouldn't
I'm
it?
Sure. I don't know.
The tests and studies are to follow. But yeah, you wonder what the motivation is going to be. I think part of it is going to be, you know, from a chef and an ingredient standpoint, if she's thinking that there are some unique flavors.
Yeah, right? Maybe
that are just not experienced by the general public, and of course there's the added I don't benefit side yeah. effect or whatever, or if it's one of those where people who have some of these issues and challenges don't get to taste some of these great foods, and this is a way to kind of kill two birds with one stone.
I bet this is going to be in years to come. I bet this is going to be huge business, isn't it? I don't see how it couldn't be.
It absolutely makes sense that it would be, especially because she's doing it here in Illinois where she's located, which is it is a medicinal use state yeah. now. She's providing it so that people who are using this, utilizing this for medicine, it doesn't have to taste like medicine. They
right.
can still, they can get it in multiple different very elevated sweets and pastries and things. But then it's also something that they're able to distribute, this company, not her, in states where it is legal anyway.
Is she the first somebody who's well? She's a James Beard Award winner, so that's got a lot.
You
to
almost
it.
Said James Bond. Didn't
James
you?
Bond.
Yeah,
she's also totally seen James more Bond dangerous movie. Award.
Way more dangerous.
She could be a Bond babe. She's lovely.
But this is the first James Bond. James Beard. Bond. I keep saying Bond.
She's the first James Beard Award winning chef.
Sorry, I planted the seed. The weed seed.
The weed seed. No, she is
enjoying them in studio as we speak.
She is
muscle relaxers kicked in. Sorry.
Okay, yep. There we go. I feel funky.
Am I talking too loud?
She's the first James Beard award-winning chef to publicly
right.
talk about this and definitely produce this as a focus.
Right. That's yeah. what I was trying to say. And by Friday of next week, I will have said it just as articulately as you just did, Hannah. Thank you very much.
Super welcome.
Because it's the holidays, I want to share this. And maybe everybody already knows this. This is just something I discovered, but maybe everybody already knows. If you like chestnuts, you know that
love 'em.
It's fantastic to buy them in a store and then you cut them and then you roast them. But it's a lengthy process. And you could potentially cut off a finger when slicing the chestnut.
Because they move.
Do.
You know how they have bagel holders?
Yes.
They need chestnut holders.
Well, you can put the chestnut into the bagel holder and then just slice it that way.
Is that true? Can
you do that?
Absolutely.
But it takes a while to do, right?
And then the other tip is you can put it, you can do this for other things, slicing tomatoes or whatever, cherry tomatoes, but you put them actually in between two plates.
Yeah.
And then that holds them in place and then you slide the knife in between.
Oh.
And you don't want to cut them in half, though. You just want to
cut them in half. You want to do that X on it.
Yep.
You've seen that.
You
cut
an
X. What is it called?
Score it.
On the top or on the bottom part? Like on the little pointy... On the flatter side
of the two. You get a flatter
side where the areola is. You know how there's a darker spot down there?
Yeah.
Go with that.
That's where you exit?
Well...
You're going to exit at Ontario, and then you're going to come...
Because I always exit across... I cut it
yeah.
where there's like a little point at the top.
No,
that's unnecessary.
I would do it more toward the middle. It's an easier cut.
Because it's flatter then?
Actually, we bring in a moil to cut ours at the house.
I was going to say we should get Orion here to see if you could milk a chestnut.
You could milk a chestnut.
Anyway, where can you get chestnuts?
Well, you can get them wherever finer chestnuts are sold.
Yeah.
But here's good news. A lot of the more foreign type markets now sell them in a bag. There's a grocery store near me. The brand name is Feng Shui Chestnuts. So they're already deshelled. All you need to do, and you get a good...
And come with really good chi.
No, they don't.
They're already roasted? Separate.
They're pre-roasted. They're pre-cut. All you need to do, you can microwave them. It takes 25 seconds, and you have yourself a big bowl of chestnuts. Boy, are they good, and not expensive at all. When you get them in bulk, they're like $7 or $8 a pound. You can find them cheaper, but good ones are $7 or $8. You get a big bag of them for $1.50.
Where is this?
In Niles.
Once you cross over the border, there's signs.
Right.
Do you remember, and this would have been when we were younger, State Street, when it was still Marshall Fields and it was Carson's
yeah.
and everything, that was, and it was a pedestrian mall?
Yeah.
They used to have chestnut carts.
There were vendors there at the time. Now it's really hard to find them in the city. New York, they're on almost every street
corner.
I don't know why they don't have them there.
Why don't we move?
We're going to New York, Hannah.
Done.
Dane, you got to come with us.
Do we have a giveaway to give away?
Yes.
We do.
Yes. Well, we've got two different ways we're going to do it. One is going to be you can call in and be the 22nd.
Third.
23rd.
Caner. Yeah, because we're almost out of time.
Yeah,
so
the 23rd caller is one way. And the other way, because we got two pairs of VIP passes for Beer Fest Beatdown, mm-hmm. the other way is to remember what Bill's wrestling name would be, or the one that I suggested as well. So you can do that as well. And then also I want to tell people, listen, Thursday and Friday, filling in for Patty, we're going to have our radio roundtable craft beer special coming up.
That's
going to
be good.
Friday.
Yep. All right. So again, be either caller 23 at 312-981-7200 or any caller, the first caller who knows my Christmas theme wrestling name yes. or the name that you suggested, you also win a pair of those tickets.
Yep.
Excellent. Guys, thanks very much for coming in. Appreciate it. It's Hannah and Dane from Flavor HD. We'll take a quick break. We'll tell you who the winners are. And then Steve has the, oh, I'm sorry. Kim is in with the news. That's coming up next. It's Bill and Wendy WGN.